This is a Pressed Dynasty Entertainment show. My name is Terrence Vargas. Episode number 8 is here. Today's episode is titled, Do You Ever Want to Write Songs Like Tupac? Here's how.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
PodBot Door AI.
You may have seen similar verses with the perspective on Tupac Shakur songs such as Keep Ya Head Up, Me and My Girlfriend, and Baby Do Not Cry. Each individual verse builds on the overall song concept of Tupac being unbitter and unresentful towards his loved ones. This is in no way a slur, but rather, it is a window into how exactly Tupac Shakur decided to prioritize the things that he wanted to highlight in his rap songs. The third verse speaks like if Pac is still the guy in the streets, while his friends that he is not angry with are going from being the nobodies to being the biggest men on the block, just like the song says. Not only does Out on Bail refer to the lack of bitterness Tupac Shakur felt toward former friends and the various directions that life took them, but the realization that it is difficult to fault someone for doing what is needed for them to turn their lives around. You can hear that intensity and urgency in Tupac Shakur's delivery on tracks such as Hail Mary, off of his posthumous 7 Days Theory. It is a perfect opener to a Tupac Shakur comeback album, as it is Daz of Dog Pound's heavy-hitting beat, featuring Michael Buffer's Let Us Get Ready Rumble, a part of the song. Daz from the Dog Pound created a perfect beat which was going to become the song of legends for both rappers. For the track, producer Hurt M. Bad created one of the most haunting beats ever, with mind-bending moments that almost overshadowed the rest of Out on Bail. The track is a magical blend of Jay-Z's euphoric rhymes and Neptune's funk-infused basslines, helping to establish the Virginia-based musical personality as a household name. The song features the R&B duo Casey and JoJo, who were at the time known mostly as lead singers for the band Jodeci. The leak from 2005 of the song is a better version, however, adding in a replacement final verse by Jay-Z instead of Beanie Siegel. The fact that this song is most likely an echo of how Jay courted Beyoncé certainly does not hurt, either. Fish fillet. But Jay-Z is reminded that, beyond its extravagantness, the song is also about celebrating life itself. Statistics show the two artists are exponentially more likely to die or go to prison than they are to mix it up amongst the highest levels of wealth and fame. This adieu to this album sounds like a tropical holiday, complete with dancing strings Jay-Z jumps over in double time. Unfortunately, the beat that samples the Fugees is an ambient-induced version of DJ Khaled's Nas album Done, and Jay sings about it as though he is reading Beyoncé a bedtime story. Can I get a? It started off on the brain of Ja Rule, a rapper then just starting out in Queens, who wrote a hook by singer Kay Briscoe, then gave Jay-Z the track in return for a guest spot. Can I get a? All started in the mind of Ja Rule, then an up-and-coming Queens rapper who wrote singer Kay Briscoe's hook and gave the song to Jay-Z in exchange for a feature slot. As showrunner Chris Mundy told The Ozark, it started with one of the lines from episode 3 My Dribbled Sleep, where Ruth Langmore's Tuck asked Tuck if she had ever heard any old-school hip-hop, such as Tupac and Eazy-E. From there, Mundy and music supervisor Gabe Hilfer started playing around with the idea that Ruth was a fan of 1990s hip-hop, seeing how characters could embody an attitude towards that kind of music. According to Jake Brown, the secret of hip-hop rappers is the dotted line principle, a process of following the stream of creative ideas, reworking them late. It turns out that hip-hop rappers had a very clever way of composition in the studio, resulting in incredible amounts of material being produced within a very short time. The routine had the hip-hop rapper working on songs in the studio for only a few hours at a time. They were recorded as fast as they could. When a hip-hop rapper gasped for air and missed a verse, they put it in the next track, maybe they would get the lyric right. Tupac Shakur had a trademark flow and a very good ear for a beat, which allowed him to make some of the greatest songs in hip-hop history. His feud with the Notorious B.I.G. still hangs over the hip-hop landscape, but his talent, career, and legacy, which was one of a generation, outweighs it all, and Tupac's best songs prove that he is the most important rapper in hip-hop history. The most celebrated rapper of all time, Tupac Shakur, has been as prolific after the best-selling rapper of all time died in 1996 as he was alive, thanks to
the steady stream of posthumous albums. The hip-hop rapper died in 1996, and even 20 years after he died, there are a ton of unreleased tracks from him that are still being released posthumously. Shakur never experienced burnout, and his work ethic led to his reputation as one of the most prolific artists in the industry. As the first solo rapper in history to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the first hip-hop artist to release a double album, Tupac Shakur always set the course, and he never followed through. As one of the most socially conscious rappers, the all-time greatest rap star addressed social issues like poverty, racism, violence, police brutality, and drug abuse in nearly every song. Few rappers could pull off the Marvin Gaye sample on their own, but Tupac Shakur managed to do it on this track, which has more than earned a spot in Tupac's top songs.
This has been a Pressed Dynasty Entertainment Show, Episode 8. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.